Glory to Jesus Christ. We are very close to wonderful holiday, Independence Day. And I liked it very much because it was my first American holiday I celebrated after when we came 10 years ago. Oh my, it's too long. But I know that if we have this feast, and it's good that we celebrate this feast because it's a wonderful holiday and this wonderful message. But something can cause us problem, because from childhood we are led to understand value and to fight for freedom, and we want to have this freedom in somehow in our hearts. We really have this desire to be independent, what is not bad. But there is a collision a little bit, because then when we are raised in these values, in this understanding, and we try to apply our freedom in our life and our independence, then it is difficult for us to hear words we heard from the epistle. Because St. Paul says that, well, I'm not going to just I'm going to use these words he was playing with, enslaved by sin. He said that we are not free. We are not free because there is this possibility that we are slaves of sin. Well, sometimes we would take this. I said, well, this is our fallen nature. This is we corrupted people. Yes, there is this possibility that, yes, there are people who are slaves of sin, passions, and bad habits. We can admit that. But then we continue in listening to his words, and he says that we are slaves of God. How can it be possible? How can we be slaves of God? Why Paul is using this word? And really, this doesn't make sense for us, because we are looking for freedom in God, for some kind of fulfillment of our desire to be free, independent in God, in God's love. And Paul is saying about slaves for God, God's slaves. And I think that if we try to find solution for this problem which doesn't fit to our concept, it is beneficial if we do this, because we can find something interesting. But we have to go to the time of St. Paul. And actually, we have to recall what we were reading in the Old Testament, in Moses' law, about slaves. And it was common understanding for those who were listening to Paul, what he means. So in this nation, in Israel, and according to Moses' law, there was a possibility that if you owed money to somebody and you were not able to pay off your debt, you could be taken as a slave. The person who gave you a loan and you didn't pay back, he could sell all your property and you could become slave of that person. But the slavery didn't take a long time. It was only after each 7 years, when it was a special year, you had to be released. You could get your freedom back. And this was very common that it happened. People who were not able to pay their loans, they were taken as slaves. They served to these people who gave them loans. But sometimes happened, Don't take me wrong, it was not bad life because this person had responsibility to take good care of the slaves. And sometimes this care was better than the life they had before. And when this time when we were supposed to be released to back and to get freedom back, something's happened that these slaves, they made decision. I said, well, you know what, I like you. It's good for me to be here because I have roof over my head. I have food. I have clothes. Care is taken of me and you are treating me very well. So you know what? I want to stay in your house forever. And if this slave who could have really freedom and go everywhere, if he made this decision, oh, there was some kind of strange thing that they were supposed to do, that owner of the house was supposed to pierce his ear with needle towards door, and it was a sign that now this person belongs to this household. A little bit strange, but it was their habit. And that person, big state, his status was that he was slave of this house. But in reality, he became somehow like a part of the family. Like a part of family. And look, in gospel we could hear that the centurion, he came to Jesus to beg for help. What was wrong? His serving boy was sick. His slave was sick. Can you imagine that this centurion, he liked this slave so much that he was looking very hard for help for his healing. So this relationship, this word, and Paul is using different in Greek, different word. We have just one word for that. He said doulos. He was this word means this position of the slave who with love, with own desire, because he feels that he has good life in this house, and that the owner of house and the family treat him very well, decides to stay in this position because he realizes that I have good life here. And if St. Paul says that we are slaves of God, he means exactly that. He means that, well, that he is talking about this mindset of the slave who makes decision to stay in this position. And this is the paradox, that freedom doesn't mean only that I really can do what I want, whatever. Freedom, it means that I have this capacity to make decision what I want to do with my life. And if we came to faith, if we discovered for our life that Christ is our Lord, Christ is our Savior, well, sometimes in this process to get to be united with Him through fulfilling His word, we can feel in some kind of burden this weight of His words, His commandments in our life. And if we try to practice, to put it to life, we can have this feeling that we are like slaves who don't have freedom because there are a lot of limits put into our life. But if we do this, the status of the slave is changing, because we start to taste sweetness of life with Christ. And we, even keeping commandments, we stop to think about a position that it is some kind of slavery. We find out that it is good for us to be in God's house, to serve Him, because our life becomes better. And this relationship is changed. Christ Himself says us, if you keep my commandments, you are my friends. And we are changing this world, as Paul was playing with the word slave of sin in this meaning slavery as a jail, as a something forced on us. And then he's saying about slaves for God in this meaning, this voluntary respect and friendship and family with God. So, yes, it's good to be free. It's good to be independent. But still in this freedom, always it's important for us to choose how to use this our freedom. And for sure, if we choose Christ, yeah, in the beginning of our process of maturing in faith, sometimes we can feel this weight of commandments. But keeping these commandments leads us to this relationship with God, when we really say with joy and happiness, yes, I am slave of God, I am servant of God, and I want that, and I am choosing in my freedom because this brings blessing to my life. Freedom means to make decision, and we should make always, every day, good decisions which will lead us closer and deeper to this unity with God. Amen.